Welcome to VI Talk, sharing with you ideas, information, and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo, and it's a pleasure to introduce for the first time on VI Talk, Alex Pepper from Thomas Pocklington Trust. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Jo, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
Not bad, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
No worries, it's a pleasure to have you. So you're kind of here to, because you were at our event in March up in Birmingham, and we kind of said, oh, we're going to grab you for an interview, didn't we? Because to tell your story, yeah. Sort of like.
Yeah. So, I thought she had to shoot off on the day, but better late than never, I suppose.
Absolutely. So do you want to start by telling us a little bit about yourself?
Okay, no problem. I'll start off sort of what I do career-wise, work-wise, sort of the reason I was at the event in the first place, and then maybe talk a bit about myself generally. So I, as I said, Alex Pepper, I'm the Networks Manager for London Vision, part of Thomas Pocklington Trust. So for people who don't know who Thomas Pocklington or TPT are, we're a national sight loss charity supporting people with who are blind and vision impaired in a number of different ways. I'm, as I said, part of the London Vision team. So kind of as it says on the tin, as people may expect, our services and our support is aimed at people who are part of the VR community in London itself, so in and around the capital. A Networks Manager, in a way, is a fancy way of saying I'm an event organiser. So I basically try to set up and develop networking opportunities for blind and visually impaired people within London. One of the main things I do is something, I coordinate something called the LVIF, that's the London Visually Impaired Forum, Vision Impairment Forum, should I say. It's been running for a number of years before I started within the role, but in a nutshell, the networking opportunity for people who are working within the sight loss sector to get together to share information about services, hear about new things, changes that are coming up, etc., pass on tips, and just help each other in any way they can. We sort of meet quarterly. Next one is actually coming up next week at the Pocklington Hub in London, which is the 29th of June. I might as well plug that now while I'm here. And as I said, it's for people sort of working within the sector, but people who are service users are also welcome. It's a very informal, it's structured, but very informal event, a great event to go, as I said, for quite a while now. The other sort of network area I've been working on since I've started the role earlier this year is something called the London Working Age Forum. So again, as it says on the tin, it's people who are blind or visually impaired, who are of working age. Now, that doesn't mean you need to be in work or, you know, have worked a long career. You could be seeking work, or you could be seeking a new role. You could be in a position you want to change role, or you could be happy but just want to meet like-minded people who are sort of similar to you in the fact they're visually impaired and of a similar age. At those events, which are a bit more frequent, we've been running one every month at the moment. We're having a break during August just because it's quite a quiet time in the sector generally. But we put on events. Again, the main theme is a networking opportunity, people to sort of get to know like-minded people, maybe draw inspiration off of each other, gain useful contacts, whether that's for friendships and relationships outside of work, or whether that's for sort of useful work contacts. And then the other half of the event is around, we will sort of provide guest speakers who may be talking about different areas, such as we've had people talking about networking as a visually impaired person, you know, how to work the room with no or little sight, which, you know, I can speak from first-hand experience, can be extremely difficult. We'll have people coming in who are VI themselves, who've done some really fantastic things, sort of giving inspiration to people about, you know, you can achieve pretty much whatever you want, regardless of a visual impairment. An example was, we had Mike Newman, who is the founder of a charity called Speed of Sight. Speed of Sight provide driving days for people who are visually impaired and of other disabilities. It's a pan-disability charity. but a majority of their clients are blind or visually impaired. Just to give you a context of how amazing Mike really is, born blind, never had any sight whatsoever, but his dream was to be a race car driver, and he has managed to sort of achieve just that. He holds, I think, just over half a dozen world records, Guinness World Records, for different blind speed records, land, sea, and he said his dream is to get air record one day as well, an aeroplane. But whether that happens or not, we'll see. That seems a bit crazy, but you know, people probably said the same thing about the land and sea, and he's done that. So that's sort of the two of the main things I've been working on within my role. Something else which I'm very excited about and keen to talk about is something we're getting going, which we call the VI Student Network in London. So this is for people who are in or aiming to work towards higher education, so university education, achieving a degree. We've been told through people we've met at focus groups, or we may have met through other events and activities within the sector, that there isn't a lot of networking opportunity. But if you're blind or visually impaired at university, there is some difficulties, some related to the university itself, some just generally how to sort of socially interact at uni, which is obviously a big part of the reason a lot of people go to university in the first place. So we're aiming to sort of provide those networking opportunities for people to actually, you know, meet other blind or visually impaired students to get tips about different things, about, you know, how to access information, how to meet new people, how to get around the university. And as well as where we can, we want to try and sort of provide support, whether that's, you know, providing sight loss awareness training to lecturers, university staff, or whether that's providing information on, you know, where to go to get services for people who are maybe at sixth form, sort of A-level stage, and considering university, but maybe a bit apprehensive. So a lot of work to be done, but as I said, I'm really excited about where that may lead. So generally, as a networks manager, that's the sort of three key areas I'm covering at the minute, hoping to sort of, well, planning to develop that more as time comes on.
And the university bit sounds really, really interesting, because I've just, from what we see on VI Talk, you know, students do have issues with, you know, meeting people, making friends at university, you know, because you tend to be with a support worker or something, and it's a bit isolating, isn't it?
Yeah, and as I said, I think half the reason a majority of people do go to university is, you know, they want to develop their achievements, academic achievements, but it is to meet new people, to maybe get away from mum and dad a bit and become a bit more independent. Unfortunately, don't get me wrong, we've heard some really good stories. We've talked to a few people, or I've talked to a few people who have had some really good experiences, great support at universities all around the country, and in London. But equally, we unfortunately have spoken to a couple of people who've had some really sad stories about how, you know, it hasn't necessarily been an inclusive environment. They haven't had those opportunities to meet people. A couple have actually unfortunately met with a bit of discrimination around things like guide dogs, that sort of thing. So it has led to university not being sort of really what they hoped it to be.
Yeah.
I think it will take time, but hopefully over time, we can help to change that a bit. Additionally, I've sort of been just networking. I network with people within the sector, such as yourself, VI Talk generally, which is sort of the reason I came along to the event back in March, I believe.
Yep.
And, you know, my job, ultimately, my aim and my role is to create a better network, the VI community in and around London. But you know, regardless of, say, this, you know, obviously something like VI Talk is a national service, and that's something people can access nationally, so it's not necessarily 100% restricted to London. And then a bit about me, really, that sort of work wise I'm blind myself, visually impaired my whole life, partially sighted from sort of, well, as long as I can remember. I was 14 months old when I started getting sight issues due to something called retinoblastoma, which is a cancer tumor of the eye. So spent my sort of years, younger years, childhood, education, up until sort of GCSE, partially sighted, worked a number of different jobs, being partially sighted, still held a reasonable amount of useful vision, managed to sort of get around and work without using sort of any mobility aid, a cane, a guide dog, anything like that. unfortunately, that changed a few, about two and a half years ago now, when I had an unexpected medical issues. Long-winded, so I won't go into depth, but unfortunately lost my functional vision. So sort of had to learn everything again, being someone who was sort of, I suppose you'd call, totally blind, even though I was already registered severely sight impaired. As people in the sort of VI world would know, that can be quite a broad spectrum. So I'm now at sort of the opposite end of the spectrum, where I have no sight other than a bit of light perception. I'm very happy to say I'm now a guide dog owner. I have my guide dog River for 8 months now. He's made a massive difference. You know, I'd got into the mobility side of things quite quickly. I didn't let myself slip into that rut of not getting out and about, and I developed my cane skills relatively quickly, mainly due to being quite fortunate that the area I lived in at the time within London has probably the best equipped rehab officer team sort of in London, if not the country. So I was just sort of lucky in that sense that the resource was there. But yeah, so mobility was pretty decent. I was getting out and about to an extent, but got the guide over 8 months ago, and it's just made a massive difference in that. I actually just enjoy going for a walk and stuff now, just almost for the sake of it, really.
Yeah.
So other than that, about me, I suppose. Sorry, go on.
I was going to say, so how long have you had the job at Thomas Pocklington?
TPT, I have been at Pocklington for 18 months now. I started off January 2017 as a project coordinator. And then I moved on to this current role beginning of this year, January 2018. Right. So 18 months now.
So it sounds like when you lost your sight, there was nothing stopping you. I know a lot of people, you know, go through the whole sort of grieving process, and but it sounds like you had a really positive attitude, and you were going to get out there and like you say, having a good rehab team helps, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think, don't get me wrong, it was obviously a very difficult time, the most difficult time of my life. I think the difference, I think, I always try to work, because people say to me, you know, like you said, you sort of seem to have got out of there quite quick. I think where I'd been partially sighted my whole life, really, and had a couple of experiences of losing some sight, not a lot, but losing some sight, so being able to, I had some sort of skills there to adapt already that I didn't even really know I had, in all honesty. I think I had developed a lot of skills, you know, using my other senses a bit more than I even realised. So, as I said, I was partial, I had some good sight, but situation in the dark at night, as it is for a lot of people with VI, was still very difficult for me. So I developed, you know, some tactics, again, didn't even know I had, which were useful when I then sort of really needed them. And again, like you sort of reiterated, having that really good local sensory impairment team, a great rehab officer was probably vital. And in all fairness, a good support network generally, family, friends and partner. So I'm very sort of aware, I'm very fortunate in that way. Whereas other people unfortunately aren't. And for me, I just think I felt I was starting to slip into a bit of a rut, and I felt if I didn't really do something sort of straight away, I may end up staying there for a lot longer than I wanted. So I sort of took the decision to just sort of jump in both feet first at the deep end and sort of put the work in, which ultimately has paid off, really, a couple of years down the line.
Had you always worked in the field of visual impairment before TPT?
No, not at all, actually. Prior to my sort of recent sight loss, as I said, a couple of years ago, I actually worked for a police force as a communications officer. So basically, I took 999 calls. So very, very different world. Sort of the public sector role. Prior to that, I've done a bit of freelance personal training, qualified personal trainer. I've done a couple of different admin roles in offices. So, yeah, completely different. I've sort of now worked from the private, public and charity sector. And one thing I often say to people is the silver lining of my sight loss, recent sight loss, is that I now actually work in a sector and in a job that I actually really like and enjoy. And I get to sort of meet, interact and work with people who are sort of genuinely good people. So that's sort of my silver lining, which I remind myself sometimes, because in all this, I wasn't really happy in the role I was doing before. So there is a, you know, something comes good of every cloud, I suppose.
Yeah, that's great. So what about Alex outside of work? What do you enjoy socially? What do you, are you sporty or?
I'm into my fitness. I've never really been into sort of team sport, mainly because even though I had a lot of, as I said, decent vision, a lot of sport was difficult for me. Things like cricket, wasn't allowed to play contact sport like rugby because I had sort of delicate retina, that sort of thing. You know, football a little bit at school, but for me, outside of work, I'm more of a gym goer. I used to do a bit of running. I'm going to try to get back into some running with a guide runner. Funnily enough, I'm going for my first run in probably about 2 years this evening, so that'd be interesting. but yeah, I'm more into the gym. You know, I like a bit of cooking. I fancy myself as a bit of a cook, but whether my skills match my enthusiasm, I don't really know. But and socially, I love to be social. Love talking to people, meeting new people. You know, the usual stuff: pub, restaurant, meals out, that sort of thing. Got a big family, so but quite big into sort of family stuff as well. And yeah, that's about it really with me.
Fabulous. Well, sounds good. Well, thank you ever so much, Alex, for coming and chatting to us. It's been good to hear your story and good to hear what you're doing with TPT. It all sounds really interesting and really good stuff.
No, thank you. Thank you. As I said, thanks for talking with me today.
So if people wanted to get in touch with yourself at TPT to, you know, inquire about any of the events or anything that's, you know, up and coming, how can they do that if you've got some contact details?
Yeah, so there's a number of ways to get hold of me. In terms of keeping an eye on the events we've got going, you could always look at the Thomas Pocklington website, which is just www.pocklington-trust.org.uk. We try to keep up to date with our events on there. To get in contact with me directly, you feel free to email me direct. My email address is alex.pepper, that's A-L-E-X, full stop, P-E-P-P-E-R, at pocklington-trust.org.uk. So that's alex.pepper at pocklington-trust.org.uk. As I said, people can feel free to contact me direct about any of the events or just to inquire generally about the work within London Vision. I'd be more than happy to talk to people.
Fabulous. Thanks, Alex. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
You're welcome. No problem at all. Thanks for having me.
You can contact us by email info@vitalk.co.uk. Our Twitter handle is VITalk Podcast. Our Facebook is VITalk. And our website is www.vitalk.co.uk.